Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. Interior Senator Spranger and the Berlin police have expressed satisfaction with the course of the demonstrations on May 1st. Spranger tweeted yesterday that, quote, "Last year we spoke of the most peaceful May in a long time, and I can repeat that statement today. And for those who exercised violence or who intended to do so, we were very well prepared." Unquote. The police also spoke in their report of a peaceful May 1st. Throughout the day, the police accompanied 19 gatherings with a total of about 28,000 participants. Approximately 7,100 police officers were on duty, including around 2,600 from various German states. The police arrested 67 people, with 21 of them being placed in police custody for further measures. 99 investigations were initiated, including for offenses such as disturbing the peace, resisting or assaulting law enforcement officers, freeing detainees, property damage, and aggravated assault. And 9 police officers were injured, primarily with bruises. Most of the arrests, investigations, and injured officers were related to the revolutionary May 1st demonstration, which started at 6 p.m. in Neukölln, and per police had about 12,000 participants. At the start of the demo on Badenstrasse, an anti-Semitic remark was made, resulting in an investigation for incitement to hatred. Despite an explicit ban, some participants set off fireworks, some masked themselves, chanted anti-police slogans, or threw bottles and paint bags. And the organizers declared the demonstration over before reaching the end point at Oranienplatz. Passenger associations have generally welcomed the introduction of the Deutschland ticket, which allows holders to use public transportation throughout the whole of Germany. However, they still see a need for improvement. The Berlin Passenger Association, IGEB, demands that the 49-euro ticket be valid on all regional trains. As we reported on Berlin Briefing yesterday, in the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association, the regional express lines RE17, RE28, and RE56 are excluded because these lines are not operated by DB Regio, but by its sister company, DB Fernverkehr. Additionally, IGEB is calling for the Deutschland ticket to be valid on long-distance trains that supplement certain regional trains, including the IC Line 17, which supplements the RE8. ValBB tickets are valid there, but not the Deutschland ticket. Furthermore, IGEB is calling for a discounted Deutschland ticket for students, apprentices, and low-income earners, which should be available for 29 euros. Such a discount is planned, for example, in Bavaria. Currently, students have to pay the full price for a Deutschland ticket, even if they already have a semester ticket. A solution is planned in Berlin and Brandenburg in June, when students will only have to pay an additional fee. The nationwide passenger association, ProBahn, is also calling for further standardization, such as making the Deutschland ticket available as a chip card nationwide. In addition, ProBahn criticized that questions such as bicycle transport, children riding along with adults, additional persons on the weekend, dogs, and so on have not yet been clarified and demanded a follow-up. Yesterday morning, the climate protection group Letzte Generation, or Last Generation, blocked several streets in Berlin before a meeting with Federal Minister of Transport Volker Wissing of the FDP. The police reported significant disruptions and many traffic jams. According to reporting, there were at least 24 actions throughout the city, which began around 7:45 a.m., and several city highways and important intersections were affected, and about 20 were counted by mid-morning. The police initially had 170 officers on duty, which was later increased to 300. On the A100 City Highway, people got out of their vehicles because of the interruption, and an elderly woman was pushed by a driver and fell on her head. Among other things, the group is demanding a continuation of the 9-euro public transport ticket and a speed limit of 100 kilometers per hour on highways. With the new Berlin government being sworn in, there have been some changes in the Senate. Over the next days, Berlin Briefing will cover the members of our new political leadership. Today is Franziska Giffey. Giffey stepped down as governing mayor and now serves as Bürgermeisterin or mayor and as senator for economy, energy, and public enterprises. She was born in Frankfurt Oder. She is 44 years old and a member of the Social Democratic Party or the SPD. As Bürgermeisterin and senator, Giffey's responsibilities include providing assistance to businesses, promoting economic development, attracting new businesses to the region, overseeing energy companies, promoting renewable energy, managing public enterprises such as public transportation and waste management, and organizing the energy transition. She faces the challenge of supporting companies during the global economic and energy crises caused by the Russian aggression against Ukraine, while also pushing for the economy's transition to carbon neutrality. Giffey has a background in administration and management, and before her six-month term as governing mayor, she held the position of Federal Minister for Family Affairs, Senior Citizens, Women, and Youth from 2018 to 2021. And prior to that, she was the Bezirksbürgermeisterin or the district mayor of Neukölln from 2015 to 2018. Giffey is married and has one son. And despite her departure from the position of governing mayor, she has emphasized her commitment to continuing to serve Berlin in her current role, providing valuable support to the city's businesses and working towards a sustainable energy transition. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Friday. Thanks for listening.